Now, we go this morning to the detail that is emerging regarding former Sinn Féin and now independent TD Brian Stanley. You may recall Deputy Stanley resigned from Sinn Féin 2 weeks ago on October 12th. In his statement of resignation, he said he'd been subjected to an internal party inquiry, which he described as a kangaroo court, a statement that the party rejects. The nature of the allegations against Brian Stanley have not been clear to this point, with Sinn Féin only going so far as to say that the complaint had been made against him by a woman, that this complaint was not criminal in nature, but that she was traumatised. There has been a lack of clarity around the counterclaim understood to have been subsequently made by Deputy Stanley against the woman. But as I say, details have emerged on all of this today, and I'm joined now by RT political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, thanks for joining us. You've seen a draft report of the inquiry. We'll stress it is a draft of the report. What did we find out about allegations against Brian Stanley by the woman who, it's understood, previously worked for Sinn Féin?
Yes, the central finding of the draft report said that the conduct of Brian Stanley constituted, in its view, sexual harassment, and that it stated that this amounted to gross misconduct and was a breach of the party's discipline and Sinn Féin's ethics charter. It also said that on the balance of probability, the narrative that was put forward by the woman was essentially true. Now, there's lots of evidence disputed over the course of many pages, but some things that are not disputed include the fact that both Brian Stanley and the woman who made the complaint stayed in a hotel room in Dublin on October 11th last year, that Brian Stanley had booked the hotel room and it was a room with a double bed. And of course, the Sinn Féin leader did tell the Dáil in recent weeks that the woman was left distressed and traumatised afterwards. Brian Stanley has disputed the version of events which the woman presented to the Sinn Féin inquiry. And again, today, his solicitor saying the complaint was willfully withheld for a period of almost 10 months in an effort to spancel their client's potential candidacy, essentially to run in the election, and saying that it has all been a source of extreme distress and that his lifelong service is being demeaned in this way. But it's not disputed that Brian Stanley and the woman had met earlier on that evening of October the 11th, 2023, and that he had parked her car in Leinster House. And after meeting in the Leinster House canteen, they'd gone to a pub and had two more drinks. That's the allegations and the complaints against Brian Stanley. And then there is the counter allegation as well.
And this emerges to some degree through the emergence of text messages that were exchanged between the complainant and Mr. Stanley. What did we find out about that in the course of this report, insofar as you're able to say?
Yes, well, 2 days later, on October the 13th, early in the morning, that's October the 13th last year, the woman who made the complaint texted Brian Stanley seeking €60,000 in compensation for what she described as emotional trauma. Now, she has told RTE News this morning that this was ill-judged and unwise, but it was done because she was in a state of shock and was scared at the time. And she added she didn't pursue this request after talking to people who she trusted about the events, of course, which are disputed. The woman, though, says she is deeply unhappy with Sinn Féin now and the fact that it did not hand over its full draft report, that draft report that contains these provisional findings, when it referred the matter to Gardaí recently. She believes the documents that have been handed over are insufficient.
And when dealing with this complaint, both the young woman and Mr. Stanley were given 7 days to respond to the findings, but Mr. Stanley had resigned from the party before it reached that deadline, hence the reason, I suppose, it's a draft rather than a final report. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. So he went on the fifth day he left the party after being presented with these provisional findings, and is clearly of the view that this was, as he sees it, there and presented in such a way as to make it impossible for him to run again in the Laois constituency. The woman involved feels that Sinn Féin's handling from that point, although she welcomed the fact that it went to Gardaí, that a lot had been processed, a lot had been dealt with. It was a draft report, yes, But the whole process, as she understood it, was very, very close to conclusion. And she was at that point hoping for some closure. And where things stand at this moment, she feels she hasn't got that. And she says it's important to speak up and speak out about what has happened.
All right. And Mr. Stanley's version of events is that this is politically motivated, her version of events, that this is something that's based on achieving justice for herself.
Yeah, that's very much it. Brian Stanley, very, very strongly of the view that the fact that the complaint dates back to October the 11th and October the 13th, 2023, but did not formally arrive. There was notice of its arrival in July of this year to Sinn Féin, but it was the early days of August before it was formally delivered and presented, and the process kicked in from there, of course, overseen by a barrister. Brian Stanley has made the point that it was in late July. That was the period when the whole selection of candidates and nominations was beginning in earnest within the party, and the complaint then made things extremely difficult for him as he sees it. The woman, very clear in her view now, that things should have been handled at that late point, at that point of the draft findings, better by the party, and she feels that it is important to speak.
Okay, and Mr. Stanley, as you say, strenuously denies all the allegations made in this. Micheál Holohan, thanks very much for joining us on that. Now, as I say, we are joined in studio by Rose Conway-Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo. Is what Micheál Holohan ran through there your understanding of the events that were covered in the course of this report?
Well, it is in terms of it being disputed events, and I think Mary Lou McDonald has made that clear from the beginning. And when we received the complaint from the party, obviously when under a process, an investigation, and then there was a counterclaim. And then when Brian chose to leave, to opt out of that process, it was referred to the Gardaí. We're talking about two adults here. I do want to acknowledge, Colm, how difficult it is for women, but also for men, anybody who's been abused to come forward, or not been abused, but if there's any incidents like, and I'm not saying that this is, you know, not concluding anything like that.
We won't draw any parallels with
absolutely not.
But for somebody to engage in a workplace process, sure, it is difficult for the parties concerned, but in the absence, I suppose, of a final finding, we can't draw any conclusions on this. But I suppose, you know, your party leader stood up in the Dáil. She said the woman had been left traumatised by what took place. Mr. Stanley disputes the events that took place. But the woman at the centre of this now feels, in her own words, totally and utterly betrayed by the party's handling of this. So for somebody who says they were traumatised, this is going to compound this further. Now, has the party questions to ask of itself as a result of her sentiments on this?
I don't think so. We have to be very careful because obviously this is still under Garda investigation, and they will conclude on that matter. I'm satisfied that the party followed the procedures once that we received the complaint, and how that was dealt with. It was, the process was overseen by a barrister, That's all I can say at this point. But I mean, I am satisfied, and that's my main concern, that the party handled this in a way that it should have, and that any information that's available to the party will obviously is available to the Gardaí as well as they continue their investigation in it.
Sure. Mr. Stanley says that the complaint, this is a quote from himself through the solicitor, the complaint was willfully withheld for 10 months in an effort to spancel our client's potential candidacy. How do you respond to that?
Well, not at all. I mean, the complaint was received, or an indication of the complaint was received the end of July. The complaint was received proper in the beginning of the beginning of August, and then it took the process was entered into immediately. So that really, I can't respond to that at all. There's no evidence whatsoever of that. When a complaint is received by any party, it could be any party, then it needs to be acted on, and the process needs to be fair and it needs to be transparent.
Okay.
And that's what's happened in this case.
Niall Collins, there are obviously directly contradictory statements here in the report that was compiled by Sinn Féin. Some areas the parties agree on, other areas they fundamentally dispute. But the report couldn't ultimately be brought to its final conclusion. So is there any more, really, that a political party can do in this situation?
Well, what we haven't heard clearly from Sinn Féin is why it deemed it necessary to refer this to An Garda Síochána at pretty much the end of the process. Why wasn't it referred to An Garda Síochána at the start of the process? And what we now learn from today's leaked report, and that's another question, of course, who leaked the report? Because people's reputations are at stake here in terms of allegations and victims, and how the process has evolved, and indeed the fact that the complainant has said that Sinn Féin has failed to furnish their draft report to An Garda Síochána. So I think what's troubling people the most here is why did they undertake, if the allegations are so serious, and they are serious, there's no doubt about that, why did they try to undertake a process themselves? Rose says that it was overseen by a barrister. That may be the case, but who else was on this panel, investigation panel? Brian Stanley himself referred to it as a kangaroo court. And unfortunately, from the Sinn Féin perspective, we've seen too much of a pattern of bungled internal reviews and internal disciplinary processes within their own party. So that has hugely eroded confidence that the public have in relation to how Sinn Féin go about their political party business.
All right, I just want to get Rose Conway-Walsh's response.
I mean, firstly,
do you know what was provided? Is it everything in Sinn Féin's possession in relation to the compilation of this report that was provided to the Gardaí, or was it a shorter summary of events that was provided to An Garda Síochána?
Any information that the Gardaí want will be provided to them from Sinn Féin.
What do they have at this stage?
At this point, you know? I wouldn't know, because I'm not immediately involved in the process. But I would make the point what Niall is making there is, why wasn't it referred to the Gardaí immediately? It wasn't immediately evident that there could be a criminal case involved, or the Gardaí needed to be involved at that point. It was so as the process goes on, and I think that's very legitimate in any process. If you were to go to the Gardaí any time a complaint, and I'm sure Fianna Fáil all have received lots of complaints over the years around this. You know, do they? I wonder, Niall, do they go to the Gardaí every time a complaint is received?
Well, Rose, you haven't explained to the people of Ireland why you only referred this matter to the Gardaí after Brian Stanley disengaged from the process and resigned from Sinn Féin.
I'll tell you that.
That just has not been explained. You shouldn't try and deflect onto other political parties. Okay, Fianna Fáil received a complaint of this nature, it would have immediately given it to the competent authority. Okay, and Sinn Féin didn't do that in this occasion.
We're not going to adjudicate here what the nature of the complaint is.
An Garda Síochána will adjudicate in relation.
Rose Conway-Walsh, just on the delay, just finally on this, before I go to Padraig Tobin, why didn't it go earlier?
Because at the point, as an investigation involves, more information comes to light. And when the information comes to light, that it could be Garda matter, but also it was the fact that then they had until, that both parties were given the evidence, and they had until the Monday at 11 o'clock before a final report would be done. But Brian then chose to leave the party and to leave the process, obviously, on the Saturday. And at that point, then you're faced, and as Mary Lou McDonald said, in the interest of absolute completeness, to make absolutely certain that Sinn Féin did everything possible, then it was handed over to the Gardaí. But we weren't surmising at that stage that there was anything other than that, but just in the interest of completeness.
All right, so nor are you still saying that you just handed it over to the Gardaí in case. Is that the case?
Absolutely, but it wouldn't be for us to adjudicate whether there was
Padraig Tobin, Brian Stanley has left Sinn Féin. He's no longer under, I suppose, the jurisdiction of their internal HR processes. Is there anything further they really could do in this situation? Albeit both parties are unhappy with it, but does Sinn Féin have any further role in this?
Yeah, so first of all, I think there's a weakness in the Sinn Féin process. What I would suggest to Sinn Féin in relation to this is that three people who are internal members of the organisation, my understanding is, investigated this, including the barrister. I think that an allegation of this level should have been actually handed over to an independent senior counsel who hasn't got membership of the organisation or any organisation.
Not that we're suggesting the individual concerned wouldn't act, but for the appearance of everything.
Rose would probably agree with me that, you know, you should really have an independent investigation in these situations. And because political parties, and not just Sinn Féin political parties have the instinct, unfortunately, to manage situations, to protect themselves also in relation to this. So it's not just that those two individuals would counter claims against each other. There's also a political party looking to defend their good name potentially in public here too. And if the three people involved in the investigation are all members of that organisation, they will be imbued with a sense of that too.
Whether just let me clarify this. It's absolutely possible that all members, that certainly, you know, in the case of the legal officer in this, that they could have acted objectively. However, what you're saying is that in order for the avoidance of any doubt in this matter and not to personalise it in any way, you feel that an independent person outside the party should have been appointed.
I absolutely think that they should have been appointed. And I think there's three elements to this. There's obviously the individual human situation. There's obviously a justice and legal situation. But there's also a political situation here too. And this comes at a very, very difficult time for Sinn Féin because they've already, I suppose, gone through a period where they've lost a significant a level of their support around issues that they flip-flopped in over the last year.
Without going down that road, you know, my initial question, what further could Sinn Féin do when Brian Stanley's no longer a member of the party and this process has been unable to come to completion?
So they have to make sure that every single document that they have in relation to this are handed over to the Gardaí. And obviously the complainant feels that not all the other documentation has been even given to the Gardaí at this stage. And it is unusual that both elements, both individuals, party to this complaint, are now extremely unhappy with Sinn Féin in how this is handled. And I think it's important that the Gardaí have all the documents necessary.
Also very important that this is a part of a Garda investigation, that we as a party or individuals within the party or other individuals don't comment on anything that might jeopardise what is happening here until that investigation is complete.
Okay, we're going to leave that there for today. The disappearance of Kyran Dernan for 2 years and with nobody knowing as to his whereabouts, the concern over him now as the investigation has been upgraded to a murder investigation. We're going to have a look at what light that casts the child protection system in next.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.